Well, tonight, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter number 10. Romans, chapter number 10. Let's read a few verses to begin with. We're continuing our series on answers to common questions in witnessing. So I trust that everyone has a handout. Apologies if we ran out. Romans, chapter 10. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Let's read these two verses out loud together, shall we? Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 9 on 2. 1, 2. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, the question we're going to look at tonight is really a statement, and oftentimes it's a statement made out of frustration and anger at times by those who we witness to, and that is the question, why do Christians force their beliefs on others? Why do they force their beliefs on others? You know, why can't you just let people believe what they want and then just find out what they want to find out? Why do you have to force that on me? Maybe it's a loved one that has mentioned that, as you've shared the gospel with them. My mum told me a story about how she was witnessing in the nursing home where she is in Harvey Bay. And there's an elderly couple, and the gentleman has Parkinson's. He can't speak properly, but his mind is there. His mind is with it. He can write. And so she was witnessing to him, and he wrote down some words, and he said to her, he said, "What you're doing is spiritual blackmail. You've got no right to force your beliefs on me." And my mum told this man some things from her heart. But my point is this, people will make a statement like this from time to time. How can we answer a statement like that? And I'm sure you've got some thoughts running to your into your mind. And perhaps these are some extra thoughts that might be a help. They're in your notes. First of all, Roman numeral number one, faith cannot be forced. Faith cannot be forced. The answer to that question is, and the first blank is the word forced, we don't force anyone to believe. We only tell. Now, the word preach means to speak forth. It means to declare with boldness, yes, but it doesn't mean to force. Preaching is not forcing. Preaching is telling. And it includes teaching. So when you're witnessing to someone and say, "Oh, stop forcing your beliefs on me." Well, I'm not forcing you. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Jesus commanded his disciples to what? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preaching is education. Now, as Christians, you can tell them, we believe in freedom of will. God has given us free wills, and we have the will to choose what we believe. But how can we choose what to believe if we don't know about it? And you can tell them, look, I don't mean to offend you, but I'm just telling you what perhaps you've not heard before. Perhaps you don't know. Faith cannot be forced. If a person makes decision about Christ, first of all, they have to hear about him. They have to hear about it. Now, I remember when someone was witnessing to me in a church like this in Sydney, and it felt forceful, and I felt pressured. Why is that? Because the Bible tells us that God has sent the person of the Holy Ghost into the world to do what? Three things. To reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So expect, as you present the gospel, church family, there's going to be a pressure. And it's not you. It's not you. It is the Holy Spirit of God. If you are spirit-filled and witnessing as you should, expect a resistance. There will be a pressure. The Spirit of God convicting them of sin, of God's righteousness, that they've sinned against him, and of judgment to come. But what do we say to a question like this? Let's have an answer. Faith cannot be forced. And there, and of course, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. So the Bible says that faith is a heart issue. And say, look, I can't force my beliefs on you. I wouldn't even try. It's a heart issue. And that's what we believe as Christians. Let me encourage you. You can talk to that person. We don't believe in forcing our faith on anyone. The Bible says it's a hard issue. Therefore, you can't force salvation on anyone. And you can say, look, if I offered you a lot of money to believe in what I'm saying, and you said, all right, I'll take the money, I'll become a Christian, or if our government threatens you with punishment if you don't convert to Christianity, would your faith be genuine? Yes or no?
No,
it wouldn't. Any faith that is forced is not faith at all. It's just an outward show. It's just an outward show of submission, but you wouldn't be a true believer. You would just be an imitator on the outside. True Christianity comes from the heart. And I'm just sharing you from my heart what I know to be true. So let me encourage you. Don't get angry. Don't resist when someone says that you're forcing them. You're forcing them. Don't resist in what. Don't lash back in anger. You have a flesh too. I have a flesh as well. And what is the temptation? To get frustrated, to get angry. So let's not be frustrated in our flesh. Faith cannot be forced. We cannot force our faith on anyone. And someone may say, well, you know, that's what it feels like. And you can tell them, you know, there are many religious people in the world that do force their faith on others. That's a part of your first point there, just on the first page. There are many places in the world. And guess what? People are fleeing those nations to come here. Because as a nation with a Christian heritage, we don't have a forceful heritage of forcing our faith on others. Now, there are some religions in the world. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that some, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, speaking lies and hypocrisies, forbidding to marry. Now, what religion does that sound like, forbidding to marry? Well, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church. Now, people know all about the Catholic Church, and you can tell them, I'm not a Catholic. You can tell them, but the Catholic Church does have a history of forcing their faith on others. And in fact, many true Christians were put to death because they would not believe in the Catholic faith. Have you heard about the Dark Ages before? Have you heard about the Roman Inquisition? What they did, they went around finding all those who believed in something else that they didn't. The Catholic Church didn't teach, and they executed them horrifically. And if you've ever read historically about what happened to genuine Christians, understand the Catholic Church is not true Bible-believing Christianity. The Roman Catholic Church murdered those who did not believe in infant baptism and worshipping Mary. And for 1,000 years, they forced people to convert to their brand of Christianity. But you can tell them, we believe that is absolutely wrong. As a Christian, you can tell them, I believe that is wrong. And any government or any religion that forces people to believe in what they believe is not of God. That is not true faith. Faith cannot be forced. So there are some thoughts already, plenty of them. And then on the back page, just a quick thought to end with. Remind them why you're sharing. What you're sharing is because the truth must be told. The truth must be told. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, I'm sharing this with you because Jesus said he is the only way of salvation. He is the only way. And if you haven't heard that before, then you're headed on the wrong way. You're headed on the wrong path. And if I don't tell you this, it's showing you that I don't care. That I don't care. But if atheists don't go around door knocking, do they? Now, they might preach from the rooftops, from the stages of the world, from the platforms and the conferences they have, but they don't go out door knocking, sharing their faith. Why? Because if you don't believe in what they believe, then when you die, you're just going to come to nothing anyway. You know, there is nothing in their heart to convert you to atheism to benefit your life or your eternal destiny, because there is no eternal destiny. You die, you go back to the dust. But if the Bible is true, then either then you or I will either spend an eternity in heaven with the Lord, or in hell separated from Him as a punishment for our sins. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is that there is a consequence for sin. There is a need to share this with you. There is only one way of salvation. And there in your notes is a handy little illustration that I'm sure you've heard before with some extra thoughts in it. And you can tell them, look, let's say there was a terrible disease in the world and we all had it. Now, it was a disease. Here's a different twist on this illustration. Let's say this disease was a disease that caused people to feel good and not to know that they even had it. It was a disease temporarily that had few symptoms, and people weren't aware that they were dying, and they had a pleasant feeling that made them feel happy and well. And because of that, people actually enjoyed this disease. Now, imagine if a doctor came up with a cure and he told his associates to go out and warn the people that they will die if they don't come and obtain the proper medicine. Now, what if his assistants and the other doctors didn't go out and tell anyone? What would you think of them? And you had that disease. What would you think of them? Actually, they'll probably work it out by then what you're saying. But the reality is you would call them negligent. You would call them unethical. You would call them even hateful to not share the cure to a catastrophic disease that has consumed the world. For them not to tell, it would be unloving, wouldn't it? Absolutely. Now, what if they went out to tell the good news, but most people didn't want to believe? Should they stop? What if those people slandered them and accused them and even harmed them physically? Should they stop? No, they shouldn't. They should keep telling the truth until someone would listen. Until someone would listen. There's a lesson for us as witnesses as well. But, you see, for me to tell you this is simply because I care about your soul. Because I care about where you're going when you die.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in the gospel, then you will spend eternity in a place of judgment forever that the Bible describes as the lake of fire. We deserve to be separated from God, but thank God He paid for our sins. And that's the good news of the gospel. Can I share more with you? There are some thoughts from the Word of God just to encourage you, and some illustrations. And let me encourage you, most people don't like the gospel. They're going to answer back with something. Let me encourage you to have an answer and to do so in meekness and fear. I remember the lady who witnessed to me. I was angry with her. She said, "Are you 100% sure of going to heaven if you died?" And I thought to myself, no. And I was a few steps ahead. I thought, if you know it and you're 100% sure, what makes you think you're so good? How can you be sure? I was angry with her for asking the question. And inside, I began to think, why am I not sure? I believe in Jesus. I pray to Jesus every night. I was convicted by that question. I was convicted. And there's always a convicting work in someone's heart. So don't expect someone automatically to say, embrace you and say, yes, I want to be saved right now. Usually, sometimes it does. Because God is working. We're sowing where we have not sowed and watering and then reaping. But sometimes, most times, we're sowing. And there will become questions that people will ask. Don't force your beliefs on me. No, I'm not forcing. You can't force faith. But the truth must be told. And would you like to know more? Bible-believing Christians, as we've seen in the book of Acts, brethren, have paid a high price for the gospel. They've given their lives for the gospel. So it's not too much to ask that you and I are willing to be humiliated and put to shame and ridiculed for the gospel's sake. Amen? But let's be ready with an answer. Let's be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh of the reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and with fear.